Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1152. It is no easy thing to bear sufferings joyfully, especially those which are unmerited. Fallen nature rebels, and although the intellect and will are above suffering, because they are able to do good to those who inflict suffering on them, nevertheless the emotions raise a lot of noise and, like restless spirits, attack the intellect and will. But when they see they cannot do anything by themselves, they quiet down and submit to the intellect and will. Like some kind of hideousness, they rush in and stir up a row, bent on making one obey them alone, so long as they are not curbed by the intellect and will. June 23, 1937. As I was praying before the Most Blessed Sacrament, my physical sufferings ceased suddenly, and I heard this voice in my soul. You see, I can give you everything in one moment. I am not constrained by any law. June 24th. After Holy Communion, I heard these words. Know, my daughter, that in one moment I can give you everything that is needed for the fulfillment of this task. After these words, an extraordinary light remained in my soul, and all God's demands seemed to me to be so simple that even a little child could carry them out. June 27th. Today I saw the convent of the new congregation. It was a large and spacious building. I went from room to room, observing everything. I saw that God's providence had provided for all that was necessary. The persons living in this convent were still wearing lay clothes, but a thoroughly religious spirit reigned there, and I was organizing everything just as the Lord wanted. All of a sudden, I heard a rebuke from one of our sisters. Sister, how can you carry out such works? I answered that it was not I, but the Lord working through me, and that I had the authorization for everything. During Mass, I received light and profound understanding concerning this whole work, and not a shadow of a doubt remained in my soul. The Lord gave me knowledge of His will under three aspects, so to speak, but it all comes down to one. The first is that souls separated from the world will burn as an offering before God's throne and beg for mercy for the whole world, and by their entreaties, they will obtain blessings for priests, and through their prayers prepare the world for the final coming of Jesus. The second is prayer joined to the act of mercy. In particular, they will defend the souls of children against the spirit of evil. Prayer and merciful deeds are all that will be required of these souls, and even the poorest persons can be admitted to their number. And in this egoistic world, they will try to rouse up love, the mercy of Jesus. The third is prayer and deeds of mercy without any obligation of taking vows. But by doing this, these persons will have a share in all the merits and privileges of the whole congregation. Everyone in the world can belong to this group. A member of this group ought to perform at least one act of mercy a day. At least one, but there can be many more, for such deeds can easily be carried out by anyone, even the very poorest. For there are three ways of performing an act of mercy: the merciful word, by forgiving, and by comforting. Secondly, if you can offer no word, then prayer. That too is mercy. And thirdly, deeds of mercy. And when the last day comes, we shall be judged from this, and on this basis we shall receive the eternal verdict. God's floodgates have been opened for us. Let us want to take advantage of them before the day of God's justice arrives, and that will be a dreadful day. Here St. Faustina says that it is difficult to bear sufferings with joy, especially if we don't deserve them. Our emotions push us to rebel, but our mind and our heart, that is, our intellect and our will, can take control and say, we will endure this with the help of God. Then the emotions quiet down. When Faustina prayed before the Blessed Sacrament, her physical sufferings ceased all of a sudden. Jesus assures her that he can give her whatever she needs in a moment. He assures her that he will help her to fulfill the mission of the founding of the new religious community. She will lay the spiritual foundations for the future community. Jesus helps her to see what is envisioned for the new community. He also envisioned lay people connected to the new community through prayer and deeds of mercy. They can live the spirituality of the new community in the world. Faustina's current community has a lay association, Faustinum, which in some way fulfills this vision of Jesus. But Jesus was also speaking about the founding of a new religious community of sisters along with lay associates. Performing at least one work of mercy per day is a wonderful goal that we can all strive for. Faustina tells us that the floodgates of God's mercy are opened for us. She advises us to take advantage of them before the day of his justice arrives.